Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 18, episode number 3,832. Along with Steve the Throw Hill, the Chad Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Come on.
Montgomery! And you are the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, the Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack, record and drunk.
All right, here we go. A 22-year-old impersonates a 13-year-old so she can kick ass at JV Hoops. Meanwhile, a couple leaves an item behind at the airport that is fussy and makes lots of poops. A cow gets washed away by floodwaters before making its way to KFC. There's a ball python in Florida that no longer can see. And a man tries to steal a 3-foot penis from a sex shop, but it was too thick and too heavy to carry. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, kids cost a lot of money. Everyone, with the exception of the kids themselves, we all know this, and that's fine. You know, that going in, right? Diapers, food, clothes, toys, education, insurance, daycare, you name it, the fruit of your loins, they're pricey. But it's those unexpected expenses that kind of throw us for a loop. A man in Michigan found this out the hard way last Saturday. He let his son use his phone to play games. Well, a little while later, pepperoni pizzas, jumbo shrimp salads, ice cream, chili cheese fries, chicken shawarma, among other food items, they all showed up at his house via Grubhub to the tune of $1,000. It was too late to cancel the orders, so Dad was on the hook, and he was not happy. In his own words, on a scale of 1 to 10, he said his anger was at a 9.5. But hell, just bringing a child into this world is expensive, and obviously it's worth it. But here in the States, you might be surprised what it is you're charged for. A new father in Utah, he read through the itemized hospital bill from his kid's birth and realized that he'd been charged $40 for skin-to-skin contact. Now, for those of you who don't know skin-to-skin contact, that's just hospital gibberish for holding your own baby. So basically, it's like ghetto kidnapping. Hey, you want to hold your kid? You give us $40. And sometimes an unexpected kid cost isn't really so bad. Sometimes it's on the parents because the parents, well, they just react poorly to it anyway. Case in point, a couple arrived at the airport in Tel Aviv, Israel for a flight on Ryanair. Well, they were traveling with their infant son, and they were told that to travel with them, it would cost an additional $27. So they left the kid at the ticket counter and boarded their flight without him. Yes, basically, they abandoned their kid at the airport because his screaming, crying ass wasn't worth the additional $27. But like, they left. They went to the security, got on the plane, they flew the hell out. But that brings us to today's question. It's not funny, but I can't stop laughing about it. The unexpected expenses. We've all been guilty of it. My kids unknowingly disconnected the hose from the washing machine. We didn't know until we washed clothes and flooded our entire goddamn basement. They said sorry. I said, don't worry about it. We'll just pay the thousands of dollars to get this repaired. Or when I got the call from school that my son broke a window in the school. No worries, kid. It was an accident. Just a 6x8 window. I just got to buy them a new window now. Cool stuff like that. Cool, cool. So look, man, you've been a kid or maybe you're a parent. Either way, a lot of times it's fire, broken windows, crashed cars, water damage. What we want to know today is, when did you unexpectedly cost your parents money? Or, if you're a parent, when did your kids unexpectedly cost you money?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW.
Home of Charles, away we go. Welcome to season 18, episode number 3,832. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat with the exciting return of Who Sucks Less, Steve. Every week, I don't know how you find people doing terrible things. A lot of people do. But you bring us three stories every week. It's up to us to determine, out of these three stories, which one sucks the least. How are we looking on Who Sucks Less?
I mean, none of these people are the worst people, but also none of these people are the best people. I would just give you a hint that we have some animal shavings. We have the human mop.
Animal shavings.
Animal shavings, yes. Right. The human mop. And
I do remember that story.
And yeah, in the end, crazy people that like pizza. That's the best way to sum it up.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Got me as one of them.
Yeah.
You aren't this crazy. You're not this crazy.
Isn't it National Pizza Month? Is that why Pizza Hut's bringing back the
you know what, Mom? It's the big New Yorker pizza?
Yeah.
We have been talking about it. I'm very excited. But, yeah,
I found out that February or National Pizza Day is coming up. So that's
National Pizza somewhere in February.
Black History Month. Castle said he's going to play nothing but Seven Dust, Living Color, Jimi Hendrix, and Aaron Jones.
Yeah, Pizza Month is October there, Miles.
Oh, it's October.
Yeah, we missed it.
It's the entire month of October? October. They get their own month?
Indeed.
Is there a National Pizza Day?
I'm sure there is.
You said it was coming up.
I think I'm almost, I feel 90% sure it's coming up.
February 9th.
Yeah.
February 9th.
Because Miles and I have been talking about the big New Yorker. I've been talking about it on my podcast. And then I saw somebody else, like Papa John's or somebody's got some new pizza. And I was
really?
Hang on.
Everybody's losing their mind.
What's going on?
Well, it's a push before the Super Bowl, too. So typically, you know, you get a lot of that stuff going on to get ready for the game and everything else. Well, what else do we have for you today? Coming up exclusively on the Odyssey app, we'll see you at 6 o'clock for the Men's Room Happy Hour. If you don't have the Odyssey app, download it now. It is absolutely free. Search for the Men's Room Happy Hour channel. Understand that that only goes live at 6 for more Men's Room every Monday through Friday. And today, we have some sex questions that we will go over and see out of the members of the program here if we have experienced some of these things in the bedroom.
The one example you gave in the office, yes.
There are a lot in here that don't really necessarily involve sex.
Right, just something that happens maybe in the course of it.
Have you or your partner ever fallen off the bed while having sex? Those type of questions. Yes is the answer for me.
Don't think I have.
I have.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hard. Hard. Like, it hurt. Like, it wasn't even just, like, comedy. It was like, oh, God.
Did it in the moment?
I mean, it took me a little while to get back up. And,
okay.
Because I was hurt. Smashed my head into the corner of, like, a nightstand and the whole deal, man. It was a twin bed, you know?
That makes it difficult. Yeah, it's a little tougher to navigate right
really
there.
It really was, you know? Ideally, and it wasn't in my home either. It was in somebody's parents' home.
I see. Okay.
Right. So it was like the guest room with the two twin beds that we were staying at. So that's fun. Yeah. That is coming up with the exciting return of the Men's Room Happy Hour exclusively on the Odyssey app. And if you don't have the Odyssey app, download it now. It's absolutely free. Keep in mind, if you listen to the show, KISW, on the Odyssey app, you get a chance to enter every hour that you listen for some crazy prizes.
Like what, Miles?
I believe right now it's Nickelback tickets, but do not quote me on that. It is still Nickelback tickets.
Yeah. I think you better be positive on that, Miles.
Listen, 2 hours, get entered twice, and so on and so on. So the more you listen through the app, the better off you are at winning some cool stuff.
Have we talked to corporate about us, the Men's Room, like in the hours that they listen to our show, we offer a prize as they can win. Ooh. Again, like our Frog phone holder. Who wouldn't want that?
It's pretty stylish.
Yeah. There's some stuff we could get rid of.
Mm-hmm, sure. Like children.
Yeah.
We'll start with a story here on our question. When did you unexpectedly
enter now to win my kid?
Cost your parents money. Or when did your kid unexpectedly cost you money?
I don't know. I want to know who enters to win a kid.
Yeah, that's a good point. Anyone who enters for that, like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Here in the U.S., babies fly free as a lap infant. That's children under 2 years of age. They do not need their own seat. It does not cost extra to bring them on a plane.
How old were your kids when they actually sat in their own seat? I just say this because, look, for the first 2 years of their life, yeah, they're on the house because I think the airlines are like, they're your problem. But even at 2 years old, when they're at their worst, I had to pay. So you fly to the East Coast, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for myself, it's $500. For my wife, it's $500. And now my daughter has hit the big two. And it costs $500 for her seat. So it's $1,500, keep in mind, to fly to the East Coast during the holidays where I do not want to go during the holidays. So I'm already pissed that I'm $1,500 in the hole. And this kid who has her own seat does not sit in her seat. She sits on my lap, or she sits on her mother's lap. In fact, her seat ended up just being a place where we put a bag full of Cheerios and crap. Like, it is ridiculous.
I would get a home equity line of credit just not to have a kid sit on my lap. $500 is a bargain for me not to have a kid on my lap for 5 hours on a cross-country flight.
But the problem is I already paid it.
It's $100 an hour. I'll find the money somewhere along the way.
Yeah, I mean, I get it when they're little, but and there's, you can't reason with a child that small.
I never flew with my kids until they were of age where I had to pay.
I cannot explain. So look, I don't mind flying with my kids now. They stay in their own seats. They just put on headphones. They want nothing to do with this. Fantastic. But when they're like 4 and 2 years old, well, now it costs $2,000 to fly to the East Coast to Christmas. So I'm leaving Seattle where it's gloomy, it's rainy. It's also 45 degrees. Now I'm going to go to a place, it's sunny, but it's negative 15 degrees. This to me already is not worth
$2,000.
And one kid's on one lap, one kid's on the other lap. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So basically, I spent $2,000, but I'm still occupying $1,000 worth of space.
Mm-hmm. Now, outside the U.S., policies vary. And for international travel, there's usually a charge, which can be as high as 10% or more of the cost of a paid ticket.
All right.
So a couple arrived at the Tel Aviv airport to get on a Ryanair flight to Brussels on Tuesday. And they were traveling with their infant son, but had not paid the airline's fee of $27.14 to have an infant in their lap. Now, while some reports have said that the parents refused to pay the fee, in fact, Ryanair's check-in counters were closed, so they were not able to pay the fee.
Does that justify abandoning your kid?
Mm-hmm.
The ticket's closed. I left my kid here.
So what did they do? They left the baby at the ticket counter and proceeded to security. So Ryanair called Israeli police. The parents were located and taken into custody for questioning. The baby was returned to the parents.
Why would you do that? The parents won't spend $27.50 to put them on a plane. Why would you give that kid back to them?
According to an airport authority, they left the basket with a baby and wanted to go up to the security check in Terminal 1 to get to the departure gate. They arrived a little late, and the check-in counters had closed. Well, the Grand Services shift manager took the couple back to the flight counters to pick up the baby, called police and a security guard. After that, the couple took the baby. Either way, they had no problem basically just leaving the baby at the counter, heading off to their flight.
Look, I've wanted to do that. I really have, when they were younger, because kids suck to fly with, but you can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and when they're older, you could fly. Like, I've come back from like the East Coast, and there was a kid sitting next to me. I'm guessing like 7.
Right.
So like they sit her down. I told you the story. They sit her down. She's in the middle seat. Now I hear her crying on the phone. Right. And she's crying because she wants the window. So she hangs up. I said, do you want to sit in the window? Yes. So her dad, who was, I guess the dad lived on the East Coast. So he gave her money. So she's buying snacks, promptly spilled a soda on me.
And like, on you. That's what I was like. Not on her, but on you.
Oh, not at all. But also, like, she kept buying snacks. It was like, I'll save them for later. And even, you know, even back then, I'm like, well, you have $40. Like, why don't you just save it? She's like, well, my dad gave it to me. I can spend it. Like, yeah, you could just say, like, I was like,
she's 17.
Right, I know. Yep. It's at that point, yep. don't try to reason with a kid.
Nope.
But you're right. At that age, they can kind of get through it.
But imagine if you got on a flight. The youngest I flew, I think I was 9. Like, flew from Rochester to Houston or something like that. And it was fine. I got my wings. They take care of you, right? They pay a lot of attention. But imagine getting on a flight. Same situation, but it's just an infant by itself in a car seat. And they're like, Mr. Smith, just so you know, you're going to be sharing a row with this baby. Neither person. Yep. Like, there's no chance. But even worse, if you get to the airport and there's just a baby sitting at the ticket counter. And you're like, whose baby is this? Like, I don't know. They went through security.
Yeah, I cannot believe they gave the kid back to the parents.
I was just going back and forth with the texter on that, because they informed me, said, look, the parents did get arrested, which I did not know, but they did give the kid back to the parents, and again,
is this the right situation for that kid in life?
No, because look, man, my kids...
How long were they going to Brussels for?
I don't know, but I mean, it's just, my kids have surprised me with an expense for more than $27.50. And maybe it's just being in the States, but anytime you go to the airport, there's an extra fee for everything. So God knows, even if they said $27.50 for your kid, fine. But I don't even know that I would entertain the fact, like, well, kids, I'm just going to leave you here.
Yep. I think my daughters have been pretty good as far as not getting into too much trouble.
That you know of, sure.
But I know for a fact that my daughter cost her mother and her stepfather quite a bit of cash.
Well, see, that's awesome.
Well, it was not. She did not feel good about the situation, but her stepfather had just bought a Nissan Leaf, I believe, is the electric car.
Yeah.
It was one of the first electric cars. It was a smaller electric car, but he had a short commute to Everett from where they live, so he could get there and back easy on a charge. And you know, the idea of having a electric car at that time, pretty cool. So
sure,
plug the damn thing in and go to work. Well, my daughter was out in that car. And she was with one of her friends. Now, my daughter, she had obviously had her driver's license. Her friend did not. But her friend was getting ready to take her driver's test. So she'd already passed the written part. Now she's got to do the actual driving. So my daughter says, hey, I will take you and we will go and we will practice parallel parking. Well, in the area that they are in, and you know a lot about this if you've been, and I'm sure it's similar to South Seattle, but in North Seattle, and Ryan Castle can vouch for this, there are a lot of roads up there and a lot of streets and neighborhoods that do not have sidewalks.
That is correct.
And most of the time, it's just a road, and there's trees, and you either park on the side of the road, or you have a driveway, or you park in front of your house, whatever the deal was. Well, in their neighborhood, or close to where this girl lived, there were two trees on the side of the road where you could pull your car in front of a home. Nobody was parked there. It was a gravel area, but there's two huge trees. They're going to try to practice parallel parking in between these two trees. So Ava gets out. Her friend gets in the front seat. And she... electric cars, by the way, when you touch the gas pedal, they go.
They go, period. Right?
They go. There's no... It's
no buildup. Like, right, they just take off.
There's nothing going on there, right? So she pulls in successfully for the most part while backing it in. Not a bad job. She turns her wheels, apparently, to pull into the parallel tree area. And when she hits the gas, the way that she punched it, the tire basically ended up, because it's a smaller car,
yeah,
it shot that car straight up in the air. In the front tree, where the car basically was on its back, on its butt, on its back bumper, and then the damn thing fell aside. Boom, ba boom, ba boom. Right?
It fell sideways.
It fell, like over on the side, on the door side. Like once it went up the tree like this, it went bing, and then fell down, right? Okay. And in the middle of the street. So now they're trying to, you know, push the damn thing over. They can't get it done. Eventually, the cops come. It also should be noted that there's a couple extra set of circumstances here as far as my daughter's friend.
The legality of her?
The legality of her based on the fact that her parents had just come from Africa, blah, 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 blah. So there's a lot of like, so my daughter tells her friend, run. You know, like, get the hell out of here.
The American way.
Exactly.
Here,
get the hell out of here, right? And so my daughter basically lied to the cops, which was I was not proud of. But got out of the situation somehow. But the car was completely totaled. So
how long had he had it?
Maybe 2-3 months.
Oh.
And I don't think they were real expensive, but I don't think they were also easy to get. I think they were on a list to get the car because there was a demand for that car at that time. Because it was probably the most affordable.
But you say real expensive because it's relative to a car.
It's a small car, so it probably would never have cost that much money for that size of a car.
But
if it wasn't electric.
It's relative. So, like, if a kid breaks a window, which inevitably is going to happen in the course of their life, even less expensive than a car. But the thing you're angry about is not so much that they broke the window, but the fact that it's going to cost you money. I got an email. Actually, I got a call from my wife and an email from the school. I think it was about a year ago. But my kid... He's at the school, and he and his buddies, I don't remember if they're throwing rocks or whatever they're doing, but his rock ricocheted and broke the window. It didn't completely fall out, but the whole thing was spiderwebbed, had to be replaced. So my wife calls and tells me this, and I'm instantly pissed. And I'm not even mad at him. I'm mad because my only thought, maybe it's a dad thing, is the money. So even when I get home and I have to talk to him, and he's already got his bottom lip poking out in all watery-eyed, and I was just like, look, dude, it was stupid. Things happen. I understand that. I'm not even mad at you for that. Because he explained the situation. I said, right, that's why you don't do that. Because inevitably, it's like juggling knives. Eventually, you're going to cut yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's that kind of thing. I said, look, live and learn. Now you know. I said, my issue is this. One, if you're going to do stuff like that, can you face away from the school? Don't face the school.
Right.
That's the first goddamn thing. And the reason I'm pissed and the reason I seem hostile is because it's going to cost me money.
How big did you say the pain was?
It was about 6x8 because we had to go up to the school. And that's the thing. The kid did not know that I was going to be there to pick him up. So as soon as he saw me at the school, he's already, you know, just, I haven't said a word to him. He just sees me. And I'm looking out the window. I'm talking to the teacher. And I'm looking, like I said, completely spiderwebbed. And it's bigger than any window that you have in your home.
I was going to say, these windows up here, not
right. The back of a classroom.
These are not even the back of a classroom.
It was kind of like on the hallway that connects the cafeteria to the classroom. So it's an even bigger window than the average school window. And I'm just looking at this thing like,
how much did that cost?
That's all I wanted to know. So even this teacher is saying, like, listen, he's a good kid. I'm like, I know he's a good kid, but he effed up, right? Things happen. Like, good people sometimes get a DUI and their ass goes to jail. That's where we're at. I don't care. How much is this going to cost? Like, you don't need to explain what happened. Here, how much is it going to cost? So we'll let you know. And all I can think is for like 2 days, I'm saying to my wife, like, I'm going to kill him. And again, I'm not like mad at him. I'm mad at the situation.
Right.
Because I'm about to lose an S ton of money. Good news? Call me back, said the school's insurance will cover it.
Oh, nice. Wow. Okay.
Now, well, trust me, I went to his room and said, you don't understand what this means. I mean, you just dodged a bullet, little brother. Like, what, mm-hmm. The school's going to pay for that goddamn window. I said, but understand something. They're not going to do it twice. You learned your lesson. Let's make sure this is not happening. That's the only thing I cared about. You know, the first question, is the kid all right? Okay, he's healthy? Yeah, okay, I'm going to kill him. That's all you want. Like, yep. If there's a car accident, Per, are you okay? I'm okay, but the car's ruined. We'll get to that. I'm just glad you're okay. Then you actually see your car like, I'm going to kill you. Mm-hmm. You're going to die. You're going to die because it costs money. It's like anything. If you make a mess, clean it up. It's like if the dog poops in the house. I don't care if you pooped in the house. I care that the poop is still in my house. If you pooped in the house, I'll clean it up in 1 hour before you get home. No harm, no foul, mm-hmm. brother. But you can't because you don't have opposable thumbs. So make sure you do your business goddamn outside. With my kids, I don't care what you do. If you don't have a job, that means you can't pay to fix it. That's my problem. Not what you do. It's about how much it costs me.
Dogs know. They know. Because
they look guilty.
The normal greeting that they give you, like all excited that you're home, if they pooped in the house, they're just sitting there looking at you, and they got the quick tail wag.
Oh, yeah.
The quick tail wag, that means you're not going to like what you see. The big swooping tail wag, daddy's home. All right, we're going to go play. We're going to go outside. We're going to take a walk. Quick little pitter-patter tail thing. When it's beating real fast, like dad, I pooped in your bed.
That's what I know. I'm going to have a bad night.
Exactly.
If I open my door when I get home from work, you open the door, the dog springs out like snakes in a can. Guess she's that happy to see you. If I open the door and I don't hear her, I cannot see her, I'm like, baby, I got to go look for S.
Right.
That's
right.
What did the dog do?
I know. Exactly. It's like I just got home from work and I already know I'm going to walk into some crap.
I'm going to hide. When did you unexpectedly cost your parents money, or when did your kids unexpectedly cost you money? 206-803-ROCK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, when did you unexpectedly cost your parents money? Or when did your kids unexpectedly cost you money? 206-803-ROCK.
Before we get to the phones, a few quick texts here. It says, when I was 17, back in 1978, my parents had to pay the bill to get me out of jail. My bail was $5,000. Oh. Needless to say, they were not pleased. Wait, what was I in jail for? Stolen cars. There are a few things that I think my kids can say, hey, man, can you post bail? I will ask questions later. But if they said it's for stealing cars, my answer, no. No, because you didn't mess up. You made a conscious decision.
Well, look at the bright side. It was only 500.
5,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, his bail was 5,000.
But they only had to post 500.
Yeah.
Right, to get him out.
And mine was 6,000. My dad had to post 600 to get me out.
See, you're the guy I'd be like, shut up, Ted. When you hey, man, the bright side, Thrill. It's $500.
Well, to his credit, that night he only posted 300.
How did he swing that?
Thrill, because I was in Baltimore Central booking.
So good enough.
And the bail bondsman was like, yeah, I trust your family.
All right.
If you understand.
It's negotiable.
You understand.
It's literally, when they set the bail, I said, oh, my God. I started crying. She goes, don't worry, honey. Someone going to bail you out.
That means Ted's white in Baltimore City Jail.
Right. And then when I was in there, they were like, don't worry, white boy. But they didn't call me boy.
Yeah. This one says,
it's weird to hear those two words together, but they said it at me.
But did you say it back?
You know me.
Thanks.
So they weren't actually calling you white boy.
No.
No, they were just saying, look at that fat white.
Were they dropping the N-bomb on you?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I gotta imagine, everything they said pretty much ended with that. And then they're like, don't worry. Somebody go, I'll never forget it. Somebody go bail your fat ass out.
Oh, damn. Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
Hey, I like to talk. I don't think I said two words in 3 days.
Nope.
Somebody else says, when I was 13 or 14, I racked up about $5,000 to $10,000 in phone bills calling the 900 numbers, but most of them got rid of the charges. But a couple of the companies were arguing with my mother that it was actually my father that was calling because they couldn't believe that a 13-year-old would have a voice that low. So I'm sure your dad was like, God damn it.
I guess they record that stuff.
And then this is the one where it's just like, these are the ones that irritate me. There's nothing you can do. It's just age. It says, my son stuck a lipstick in his ear. We couldn't pull it out because of how soft it was. $300 for urgent care to flush it out.
Ooh.
Those are the dumb ones. We're like, God damn it, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, emergency room, all that stuff. It's like, it adds up, man. My kids were, they were always doing something in the hospital.
But it's dumb stuff.
Always.
Friend
always.
Of mine, what was it? Her daughter put super glue in her nostril. All right, close up the side. And she's like, there's nothing I can do. So you go to the hospital, you know, they take care of it in less than an hour, but still, it costs you like $1,500.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Because you put super glue in your nose hole.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never told you what the ambulance cost was for my kid when she had a seizure at Christmas to the hospital. That one was, oh, my God. Like, that was, wow, that was astronomical.
But see, I feel like here's the difference. It's astronomical, but your kid had a seizure. You go, this needs medical attention, as opposed to, we had to get an ambulance because you put lipstick in your ear.
Well, here's the weird thing. They rushed my kid to the hospital, and I'm still talking to the firemen and whatever EMTs were left, and they're basically just grilling me.
But what?
I think it's just protocol.
Oh, to make sure like you didn't bash her head or something.
I didn't cause her seizure.
Right.
It wasn't something that I did to bring that on. You know, like it wasn't physical. It wasn't any of that stuff. And I'm just like, I need to leave.
Right.
Like, look, man, trust me. I need to go to the hospital.
Or follow me to the hospital.
Right, my kid's on the way to the hospital, man. Like, I need to go, man. Like, you know.
Well, my parents, they said when I was real little, CPS debated taking me away. So I jumped up and down in my crib. Sprung myself out, bashed my head on the dresser across the room, took me to the hospital, doctor kind of laughed it off, whatever, did whatever they had to do, we go home. Well, I did the exact same thing later that night. So it was twice in one night. And she said, you know, my mom was like, dude, you walk into the hospital with the exact same injury to the head. And she goes, you were maybe, I don't know, 8 months old? I don't remember how old I was, obviously, but she's like, you start getting a stare down at all the doctors, the nurses.
Oh, yeah.
And she said everyone's, their behavior was so much different toward us because they were convinced that we were smashing you over the head. And I just said, look, I can't bow to you the way because I was too young to remember. So for all I know, you beat the hell out of me with a skillet.
When did you unexpectedly cost your parents money or when did your kids unexpectedly cost you money? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Anton. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Oh no. Anton, look, I just hung up on you. Mm-hmm. I'm not being mean. I refuse to do the Mickey Mouse. It is no fault of your own. Give us a call back so we can hear what your voice actually sounds like. Now, the scary part about saying that is if he calls back and that's just what he sounds like, then you have a really terrible voice.
Yeah, you got to change your name.
Hey, babe, what's wrong with my bullies?
Anton better be like, hey, my name's Anton.
Well, that's the issue. I only know one Anton. He's a big man.
Exactly. I think you can be small Anton.
Yeah, like, he's all shredded up and stuff. There's no way he sounds like that.
Andre is not a little guy.
Rarely.
No, there's some names where you just go, like, before you even know who this person is, you're like, I have assumptions about what
this
guy looks
like. If you want your kid to be big, name them Andre, but make sure he goes by Dre. Somehow, magically.
They're big.
All right.
Yeah, you're right. I knew a lot of Andres growing up. I don't think any of them were small people.
No,
our security guard's a big guy. Andre, he's a huge dude. Dre down at our shop down there for a while.
I did too, man.
Yeah,
crazy stuff. Wacky stuff. Hello, Anton. Welcome back to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
There he is.
Yeah, all okay.
Right. We got you now.
Yeah, and I am a big guy. So.
You better be, man. You can't have that name and be like a little dude.
No, generally not. My story of how I cost my parents a boatload of cash over several years. We were looking at moving into Washington. We previously lived in Idaho. We had some friends move up in the Tacoma area, and we were looking at some houses out there. I had taken friend's sister's bike up to look at the house. I got bored. I was fourth grade. So like, okay, we'll go back to the house. Well, Tacoma being very, very hilly, I'm going back towards their house. And to get to their house, you start at the top of one hill, dip down to the bottom, and then their house is on the top of the next hill. As I'm going down the hill, I'm on the sidewalk because I'm a kid. You know, I don't necessarily know all the proper things to do. There's a bush that is covering about half the sidewalk and then a mailbox post with a small gap between them.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking, I don't want a car to come up, or like I crest the hill and then a car come down and hit me. So I try to make that gap. I do not make that gap. I hit that bush. I face plant. I cut my two front teeth diagonally.
Oh, holy cow.
Emergency rush to the, it was like a Sunday too. So we had to find like an emergency dentist that was open on a Sunday.
Yeah, that way it costs extra.
And these are your adult teeth too at this time, right?
Yep, fourth grade. Okay. So not kid teeth where it's like, they'll fall out soon enough. I'm, you know, not too long into adult teeth. And, rushed to an emergency the best they could do because I was bloody all over. Because, again, it wasn't like cut across, you know, horizontal. They were diagonal. It was like I had vampire teeth, just my, you know, two front teeth instead of the incisors.
Instead of the fangs, yeah. But, a buck-tooth vampire. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the damnedest thing ever.
Buck-tooth vampire.
Right. So, of course, as a kid, you know, it doesn't necessarily stick with you the limitations right away. So I would be like, oh, someone in class, hey, I've got some gum. Do you want some gum? Yep. Well, then that's another emergency dental visit because that piece of gum just ripped a cap out.
Oh. How long basically were the caps not adhered enough, or you couldn't chew gum or couldn't bite into an apple or something like that?
Oh, I basically couldn't do that until I got them properly removed, my front teeth properly removed.
Okay. And then how much did that cost to get them replaced?
Well, you know, replaced is yet to happen because my family was broke.
So you still have the teeth missing?
Yeah, I still do.
How many years has that been?
2004. So,
all right, 19 years.
Can you whistle real good? Like, what's the advantages of not having those teeth?
I don't bite certain areas when helping. Not helping is not the right word. Giving my wife.
I understand. All right, we got to follow along there. Yeah.
I mean, that's where it had to be going.
Exactly. Like, that's why I kind of asked the questions. Yeah.
How long did it take? So from the time you started dating your wife, how long did it take her to ask you where the hell your teeth were?
It was pretty quick because I'm pretty forefront about things about myself. Okay. So it was like, we were talking before we started dating, and I was like, hey, you know, I had this bicycle accident as a kid. I don't have front teeth. I wear a flipper.
All right, so you have a retainer.
You have to. Listening to you, obviously, two front teeth are in your mouth right now. That's good enough, man.
How did this lie and tell me about playing hockey? And I'm a badass.
Oh, I actually have a story about the flipper, but it's not about cost of money. It's about pulling a prank with it. If you have time to hear it.
Yeah, sure, as long as it's quick.
Yeah, basically me and a buddy, we got a brand new PE teacher. We were running laps. Teacher was talking to another student. Me and my buddy, I pulled my flipper out. We walk up. I act like I just, you know, ate S and tripped, and he's hyping it up like, oh, man, dude, that was hilarious, but it looked like it hurt so bad. And she turned brand new teacher to the school. She turns to me, oh, what's wrong? He's like, oh, we were running. I tripped and fell, and I think I hit my teeth. Can you check? And then I pull my hand apart, ghost white. She thought she lost her job day one.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. You can do it on day one.
Good times. Good times.
Why not? I remember we had a teacher who had dentures. We did not know he had dentures. He's screaming at the class about what, and we screwed up because this guy rarely yelled at us. And he's yelling, his name is Mr. Reddy. And he's going on and on and on. He didn't realize his dentures started sliding out, but it was a real slow slide. So it wasn't real obvious at first, but all of us start like looking at his mouth. It's like an American Werewolf in London. You know, like he's slowly turning it because his gums just started getting really big. And we're like, what the? I'm serious. It freaked us out and they fell out and hit the floor and he just completely stopped. No one laughed, right? Because we really liked this teacher. Just you could tell he was so humiliated and it was just like dead silent for the next 20 minutes. He just sat at his desk. No one made a sound. And I'm like, this is so uncomfortable. That, I don't know, Mr. Reddy had dentures. I mean, that's basically the only thing.
Yeah. Dude, I knew a guy that had two front teeth knocked out in a car accident, but he was a basketball coach.
All right.
So I asked, like, so, like, a lot of times he would just take, I guess he only had a partial. I guess it was a couple years later he got new ones put in.
Yeah.
But one time he was telling me, he was like, oh, man, we were playing at school. They were pretty tough or whatever. He's like, I just took them out to kind of intimidate the other coach and make us seem like rednecks.
Make us seem like rednecks.
Yeah.
When did you unexpectedly cost your parents money, or when did your kids unexpectedly cost you money? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So I was one of those skater kids through middle school and high school. And if you're familiar with skateboarding at all, some handrails have a kink at the bottom of them that make them much harder to skate. And there was a middle school across the street from our house that we wanted to remove a kink from a rail so that we could go skate it. And so we thought, well, we'll do it in the middle of the night when nobody's looking. And we went over there with a hacksaw, and after like 30 minutes of trying it with a hacksaw and got nowhere in our teenage laziness, said, we'll come back tomorrow. Went back the next day during the day with my dad's generator and corded Sawzall and removed the kink, but it was quite loud using power tools and a gas-powered generator, like a large one.
On metal?
And, yeah.
Nobody thought about that.
Hollow metal.
Right.
And one of the maintenance guys from the school came out and started shouting at us. And then we're two teenage kids, like, running, pulling this 110-pound generator and Sawzall and extension cord. And we ran back to my house and hid and pulled it all in my backyard. And we thought we had gotten away. And we gave it, like, 15 minutes. And we snuck out from around behind the house. And there was a cop car parked in front of the house. And the police officer was going around the opposite side of the house when we came around the one side. So then it's just an empty cop car. Oh, and we're looking around like, what's going on? And then all of a sudden he comes out, the whole get down on the ground, hands up. Neighbors are watching from their windows.
How old are you at this point?
Probably like 15.
All right.
14, 15 in that range somewhere, like early high school.
Okay.
And, so I got handcuffed, belly down in the front yard, and I can look up and see my neighbors in their window watching, and their teenage daughter, who's the same age as me, and they're, like, shunning her eyes from what I'm doing. And, yeah, they had to call my dad at work, and he had to come home and talk to the police. I didn't get arrested, but we had to pay to have it all repaired, and he had to pay, I should say, he had to pay to have it all repaired, and, it was pretty crummy deal. I was a crappy teenager.
Do you know how much it cost?
I want to say he told me, and I thought it was like $500 or $800. He's probably listening, going, "It was $2,000," and I lied. Right. But
yeah. Will you still jump on a skateboard today?
Yeah. No, okay. I'll still hop on there. My son's 10, and he kind of fiddles around with one, and I can still, you know, like kickflip and the old stuff. But I'm not a small guy, so I was never built for skateboarding. Like, I'm 6'2", 220, so it's just pavement's not forgiving for a guy my size.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of those rules I made in life. Stepping on one again.
I want to say...
Never stepping on one again. I know what's going to happen. I'm going to break my collarbone. I'm going to break my wrist. I've tried it a couple times, went, whoa, and really almost just face-planted again.
So about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, I don't know, my son got a skateboard either for Christmas or his birthday, probably his birthday, which is in May, right? So he wanted to see what I knew. So basically, our driveway has a slight incline, and this is me. I get on the skateboard, plant my feet, roll down the driveway, veered to the right where the grass is, and jumped off. So there you go. Freaking done, brother. That's all I can. Dad's done, man.
When did you unexpectedly cost your parents money, or when did your kids unexpectedly cost you money?
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
How you guys doing today?
Doing great, brother. Thanks, man.
Excellent. Happy Wednesday, guys.
Yeah.
So I've, you know, listening to some of the stories, I agree. I've cost my parents. I can't even imagine how much it is. But so like I was telling Mike earlier, mine was crashing an unknown neighbor's vehicle into a ditch.
An unknown neighbor's vehicle?
Yeah, I don't know who it was. I was living on Queen Anne Hill.
Oh, no.
And we lived, our house was right bordered the alleyway. And from east to, was it, east to west was the hill.
Okay.
And the car was nosed down towards Queen Anne Avenue. This is on 4th and Blaine up on the hill. And right across the street was a bank. Well, anyway, I hopped in it. Now I'm sitting here, you know, playing, pretending I'm race car driving. I'm turning the wheel, and I could barely touch the pedals, but I didn't know what the lever was. And so I'm shifting this, you know, this lever here behind the wheel up and down and back and forth. And I either kicked it out of park or and also got rid of the emergency brake somehow because I was pushing all the buttons. And then the car starts rolling. Well, I'd already crashed my trike trying to ride down the hill once before previously, so I knew that that's a bad thing to cross that big street down there because all the cars going by. And so
wait a minute. You knew that, but you didn't know that hopping in a stranger's car and messing around with it, yeah, that was perfectly fine.
Hey, I didn't think the thing was going to start rolling, to tell you the truth. I just was out, you know, bored, summertime, playing, you know. So, yeah, I hopped in the car and I was pretending I was racing.
I got you.
So anyway, what happened was, so the car starts rolling, and I was fortunate enough that it was, the wheels were turned towards the curb, and so it actually nosed to the, past the alley and into the apartment complex next door. Well, they had, because it's a lower elevation in the alley, they had a sunken, you know, like a tree line and bushes and stuff like that in front of the neighbors' doors. Along the walkway there. And so I, if you can envision, you know, the car's ass in sticking up, you know, up, you know, up off the ground while the nose is stuck down in this little tiny ditch, you know, with a little kid jumping out and then running up these two flights of stairs, crying my ass off. And my dad, he's blind at the time. So this is
he's like not now, though.
76. No, he's not. He's can't even see. He's not alive anymore. But he, what's up with you? You know, what happened, Daniel? And my next door neighbor said she's going to call the cops. So there's this woman that lived across the street up at the top of the hill. So I'm going to call the cops on you. And so that freaked me out. And so, of course, you know, I go running up and go hide. Well, I dashed underneath my bed and my brother's bed. We had bunk beds. And I kind of like, because my dad asked, so what's going on? Oh, neighbor's going to call the cops on me. Why are the neighbors going to call the police on me, Daniel? Because I was playing with my car in the street. Because I was like, I didn't want to admit to it, but I didn't want to lie, so I half-assed the truth.
Sure.
And so I dove underneath the bunk beds, and I'm like in the back corner as far as I can go, and then I do see a little while later, 20 minutes, who knows, however long it took Seattle police to respond, you know, to a kid vandalizing a car. Well, anyway, so I see these feet, my dad's feet and this other person's feet, and in the living room, and because my bedroom door is open, and I see this man, he bends down, and all of a sudden his head pops into my view, and I see this blue uniform and just this older man, and kind of like a wide grin on his face, and yep, he's under there.
How much did that cost your dad? Do you remember?
I asked him about that a couple decades later, and he said it was about $300 to $400 at the time.
That's not too bad.
All right,
things considered, yeah.
Well, at least you were that young.
When did you unexpectedly cost your parents money, or when did your kids unexpectedly cost you money? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!